Snoopy Knowing, episode 8. Appreciate everybody coming in, man. Make sure you like and subscribe to the YouTube. Make sure you follow the Instagram at Snoopy Knowing. Tonight's episode 8, we talking about, can a man handle the same hurt that he put a woman through? Can a man handle the same hurt that a woman deal with? And I'm looking in the comments on Facebook and Instagram. Instagram, they saying, fuck no. Love Kia City, can't. Nikki said, nope. Hot boy Trey said, pause. I don't know what I was pausing on, but catch me with the pause. What we saying on Facebook? Ashley Bolden, we got a whole paragraph on Facebook. A man cheat, a woman will take him back. A woman cheat, he may take her back, but it's rare. And if he does, I can't see what the rest of the comments say. I appreciate your comment. Tierra on Facebook said, not at all. Josh on Facebook said, nope. Mary said, no, he can't. All right, so why y'all say a man can't handle the same hurt that a woman handle or deal with or go through? Because in my mind, Straight Jake said, women can't do what men do. And that's what I'm about to get into. Because everybody's saying, no, a man can't handle it. A man ain't made to handle it. Women are made to handle certain things that men not made to handle. Men made to handle certain things that women not made to handle. A woman can handle heartbreak. A woman can handle being hurt. Why she can handle that? Women been dealing with hurt and getting hurt for as long as you can remember. I'm talking about as an individual woman since her teenage years. How many times do women fall in love? How many boyfriends do a woman have throughout her life? Growing up, starting off from grade school all the way up to college to adult. How many boyfriends a woman have? How many times she gonna get her heart hurt in her life? It ain't the same amount as a man. Women seek out love and affection, and they gonna deal with heartache because of that. Because they seek it out and they get it and want it at a higher rate than men do. So they prepared and they used to it. They built for it. They done dealt with it before. Men, we only gonna get our heart broke once or twice in our life. You break a man's heart once, if he go all in behind you and you break a man's heart once, I guarantee you it's gonna be a long time before he give anybody else an opportunity to hurt his heart. What y'all saying in the chat? Nikki with the dreads say, the core of the issue is when a man cheats, he cheats with no feelings, nothing. He hit anything. When a woman cheats, it's with someone who could take his place. Look, Nola say, I can't handle hurt, no cap. Okay, Nikki, let's get into what you said. I'm gonna read that comment again. The core of the issue is when a man cheat, he cheat with no feelings. Nothing, he hit anything. When a woman cheat, it's with someone who could take his place. I mean, I guess so. Maybe sometimes. But that ain't always the case. How many episodes of Judge Mathis or whatever you see with a woman that cheated, she still want her man back. She still want her man. She was just playing around with whatever she was playing around at the time. He wasn't doing what she needed him to do at the time. So she cheated with somebody who was giving her the attention, the affection that she thought she wasn't getting from her man. That don't mean she was going to replace her man with this nigga. That was just somebody at the time fulfilling the void that she wasn't getting. So I don't think women, every time a woman cheat, is with somebody that can replace a man, and that's what make a man be so hurt. Let me go to the Facebook chat. Facebook chat say, that's sad. I'm not sure what she replied to. Josh said, true. He agree 100%. Is her say, stupid, not leaving, stupid. This is what I'm saying. A woman is prepared to be hurt, whether she knows she prepared for it or not, because she's been getting her heart broken. She's been getting her feelings hurt since she was a little girl. She done broke up with this boy in the 6th grade. She done broke up with this one in 9th grade. Broke up with this one in 12th grade. All of them was her boyfriends that she thought she was in love with. Women fall in love. Women fall in like at a higher rate than men. And they get their heart broke. They get their feelings hurt more often than men. So they used to it. When it happened, it hurt. They deal with it. But they used to it. Unfortunately, that's what happened. Men don't do that as often. How many girlfriends a man gonna have in his lifetime? Maybe three in his whole life of like an actual girlfriend, not somebody he messing around with, not somebody he dating, somebody that he consider his girlfriend. How many men, how many, All the fellas that's in the chat right now, how many girlfriends have y'all had in y'all life? Let me know. I want to see how many girlfriends, the fellas in the chat, how many girlfriends y'all done had? How many relationships y'all done had? Look, Noel on Instagram said 3 and he 40. Your girl I had says 2024. That shit don't hit the same. Rashad say, not gonna lie, I had like 2. I'm telling y'all, ladies, men don't have girlfriends at the same rate that y'all do. So when it happened to us, so the short answer is, can a man handle the hurt? No nigga can't handle the hurt. Because he ain't prepared for the hurt. He don't see the hurt coming. He ain't used to it. He ain't ready for it. When the shit hit him, it's gonna hit like a fucking ton of bricks. And then that's gonna change him for the rest of his life. He ain't gonna never look for that shit again because he gonna remember how that hurt felt. Now, women, for whatever reason, we different. Men and women different. Y'all gonna still keep looking for that same love. Y'all gonna still keep be willing to put yourself out there to be hurt. Over and over and over and over again. That's the difference between men and women. What we gotta understand is it's a double standard between men and women. Some things is okay for a man. Some things is okay for a woman. Some things not okay for a man. Some things ain't okay for a woman. Look, notice it. Ask the females how many they had. All right. Ladies, how many? See, they going to cap, though. I already know they going to cap. Ladies, how many boyfriends have y'all had in y'all lifetime? Now, don't look back and be like, oh, well, that wasn't a real relationship. If at the time you was calling it a real relationship, if that was your boyfriend at the time, how many did you have? Let me see what the chat's saying on Facebook. Roma said, then don't dish it out. Man, there's real life faces in the dating pool. It's her said right because he don't expect her to do him like he did her. So, let me read a couple more. Latoya said, they choose to play around to stop from being hurt, I guess. That's not true. So, go back to what Is Her said, right? Because he don't expect her to do him like he did her. So here we go with the double standard. This is what I want to talk about. A woman can't do the same thing a man do. We all know men as men. We physical creatures. We visual creatures. We susceptible to all these things. And we fuck up. And we do shit we shouldn't be doing because that's what we tempted by. And that's what we go by as men. That's men. Women, you can't go out and cheat and play around and sleep with every person, every man, and get the same thing that a man get. The world just ain't gonna look at you the same. So of course the man don't expect you to do what he doing because you can't do what a man do. Women cannot do what a man do, but vice versa. Men can't do what women do. It's a double standard both ways, but the problem is men respect the double standards in life. We know it's double standards in life. We know shit that's cool for us ain't cool for y'all. And we know shit that's cool for y'all ain't cool for us. We cool with that. We all right with that. We understand that. But a lot of women, they want to fight the double standard. They want to say that the double standard not fair. It's a double standard. It ain't going to be fair. It is what it is. It's the way society has made it. Let me see. Tiara say cliche statement. I don't know which one you... Courtney Porter say why not? I mean, you could do what a man do. How many men gonna want you if you doing out here doing what a man do? How many women gonna want a man who doing what a woman do? See, I think women take offense to that. When you say a woman can't do what a man do, ladies, y'all get offended. Why not? Why I can't do? We can't do what women do. Y'all want a man that's doing what woman and shit? Do y'all as women want a man that's doing woman and shit? Y'all don't. Y'all don't want a man who doing woman and shit. And a man don't want a woman who doing manish shit. Double standard or not, fair or not, right or wrong, whatever it is, it's what society has made us. It's what genetics has made us. And men don't fight it. Facebook, what you saying? I mean, Instagram, what you saying on the chat? Anything a man can do, women can do better. Women rule the world. Men need women to survive. I feel like that's off topic. That's not even what we're talking about. So I'm not going to pay that no mind. Ashley Bolden said, agree, men and women are equal, but not the same. They not equal either. And ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with saying men and women not equal. We not equal. if this was just the animalistic kingdom, men and women would not be equal. Why? Because minimal, physical, dominant, going out kill, going out building, they gonna make the way of living. That's not no knock on the woman, because a man can't do what the woman could do. The things that a woman could do and bring to the table, a man can't do. So if you want to say it's equal as in we both bring our own things to the table, okay, I'll go with that. One of a kind on Instagram chat said, women doing it, they just more private about it. Absolutely. I ain't saying they not doing it. We know y'all doing it. If you'd have been out here, you know what women doing. But what they getting, you're not being viewed the same way as a man being viewed from doing what you're doing. And then you doing what you're doing, but you're going to be the one hurt even still if you find out what your man doing. You're going to be devastated. And how many, for the how many time? The 10th time, the 12th time, the 6th time? Men cannot do what women do. So we don't expect women to do what we've been out here doing since the dawn of time. And when we find out that our woman doing what we doing, that we don't want a woman doing what we doing, that's why it hurt. It ain't because he can't take it. It ain't because he gonna be replaced. It's because I'm dealing with a woman who doing manly shit. I didn't know I was dealing with a woman who was doing manly shit. That's why it hurt. Because we hold women to a higher standard than we hold ourselves. A lot of women think men don't respect them and don't value them. That's not true. We value y'all and respect y'all probably more than y'all do. And that's why it hurt. When we get our heart broke, when we get cheated on, when we get left, whatever the case, it's because we held a woman to this high standard. My woman would never. That's what we say to ourselves. My woman would never. We picked this woman. You, a man picked you because he thought you would never. Because you, to him, was the epitome of a woman. And then find out you doing some man shit? You doing some nigga shit? I got a woman who's out here doing some nigga shit? Oh, I'm crushed. I'm fucking crushed. My woman doing nigga shit. I ain't pick a nigga woman. That's how a nigga feel. I ain't pick a woman to be doing this nigga shit. Tierra Walker say, well, stop doing the shit then. I mean, hey, that's easier said than done. Let me see what y'all saying on Facebook. Is her Mika say, higher standard, but go out, but go and do dirt. Make it make sense. I don't know if y'all listening to me. I don't know if y'all listening to what I'm saying. When a man pick you as a woman, one of the qualities and one of the reasons why he picked you is because you a woman and you not out here doing nigga shit. One of the qualities you probably picked a man is because he ain't doing womanish shit. You don't want a man that's doing womanish shit. Let me see what the chat's saying. Chat, y'all want a man who out here doing womanish shit? Do y'all want a man who being womanish? Because I see y'all all the time talk about sassy men or suspect men. If you want a man that's doing womanish shit, let me know. Because you don't. And it's the opposite way around. Man don't want a woman who doing nigga shit. Your girl out here say they don't understand that part. I'm trying to get y'all there. I'm trying to get y'all to where we at with it. We know what we fall short at. As men. Some of us, most of us, can't help it in our younger years. That's in our young years until we get older and mature and slow down and things slow down and things of value come in mind. Then we slow down and chill out, most of us. But for the most part, growing up, your preteens, teens, your young 20s, you just being a man. And is it right? Is it wrong? Is it fair? It's not. But let's check it out. The double standard thing. If a man meet a woman, a man understand his the double standard. If I ask this woman out, you know who paying for the date? Me. You know who picking a woman up? Me. You know who got to make sure that this conversation and this date go right? Me. That's for every man in the world, every woman in the world, every date scenario. If I ask a woman out, the double standard is she don't have to pay. She ain't got to come pick me up. She don't have to have a car. She ain't got to have a apartment. As a man look at a woman and want a woman, he not looking at her like she got to have a car. She got to have a house. He not calling her a bum bitch if she ain't got none of that. But the double standard is a nigga got to have all of that. A nigga can't ask a woman out on a date if he ain't got a car. A nigga can't ask a woman out on a date if he ain't got no money, if he ain't got an apartment. So it's double standards on both sides, but we accept the double standard. We live in our double standard. But women don't want to live in the double standard. They want to fight the double standard. What we at in the chat? Look, Nola said, I want a woman who's going to cut the grass. Good luck with that, my boy. Straight J asked, you going to be doing the cooking. It's double standards, y'all. We can't fight the double standard. It is what it is. We accept men. We can't handle hurt. We can't handle the hurt. But there's reasons why we can't handle the hurt. It ain't just because we weak and we can't handle it. It's because our expectations for the woman that we got. We expect her to be a woman. We don't expect her to be a man. One of a kind say, I agree with that because the world hard on y'all when it comes to that. Yeah, everything fall on us. We got all these women now who don't want to be in a traditional setting of a relationship or a marriage, but they still expect for a man to foot the bill. Is that fair? Is that a double standard? But men go along with it, right? That's the way it is. We go along with it. We understand it. We take it. That's what it is. We live with it. Let me see what Roma's saying on Facebook. Have you been paying attention to social media? They're asking the women the same thing that we're asking of them. No, I don't think that's true. I don't think there's no man that's asking a woman the same thing that y'all are asking of us. Now, if you're talking about the income and all this type of stuff, I think men are just expressing the fact of what I just said. Throughout time, since the dawn of time, men have been expected to do this. But like I was getting to, women want these non-traditional relationships, but they still want the man to be traditional in today's era. They don't want the traditional relationship. They want a non-traditional relationship, but they want the man to still do what the traditional relationship stipulate a man do. Can't have it both ways. You can't have it both ways. And if you're going to have that, if you're going to have the man doing that, back then when the man was the breadwinner and you stayed at home and you cooked and you cleaned and you, guess what? You took whatever he did, you had to take that. Because he was the breadwinner. He kept the lights on. He kept the water on. He kept a roof over your head. So you had to deal with everything you had to deal with coming from that man. If you won't go in that traditional setting. The moment women decided, hey, we want work too. We want equal rights too. We want to be equal to a man in the workforce too. The game changed. So you can't have it both ways. You can't want to be equal to a man, and then you still want the man to be above you and pay and take care of everything. We either equal or we not. We either balancing the scale or we not. Roma said that's a terrible analogy because women can't work or survive without a husband. Couldn't work or survive without a husband. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what you mean it didn't make sense. It made perfect sense. I'm trying to tell you. So no men can't handle being hurt. No men can't put up with the same thing that women put up with. But can a woman put up with the same thing a man put up with? See, women was quick to stick their chest out when I said that. Hell no. Fuck no, they can't handle the same hurt we deal with. Blah, blah. But can you handle the same hurt that a man deal with? Can you handle the same situations that a man deal with from day to day? That's just the same thing. Hell no. Fuck no. Hell no, you can't. And that's okay. That's cool. That's the yin and the yang, man. That's the two sides of the coin that make this shit work. So I think we need to stop trying to make the other one feel what the other one feel. Because we never going to feel the exact same thing that the partner feel. Nikki said men and women switch What you mean by men and women switching? As far as the working environment, I don't think it switched, but I think women are a lot more educated than men. And that's always been in school. Women always was more studious than men. Women was always doing their work more than men. And then once they got into a place where they could be equivalent in the workforce and make money, then they took off because that's the natural thing of a woman. Men was working in hard labor jobs, in fields, in corporations, and you know what I'm saying? They was doing manual labor. Nikki on Instagram say men act like women and women acting like men. I mean, in some aspects, but that's why it got to change. That's what I'm saying. We got to stop trying to do this, what a man could do, what a woman could do, and just play your part. Just play your part. Stop worrying about how fair it is. Stop worrying about it ain't right. It ain't right. It ain't fair. Life ain't fair. Relationships ain't fair. Being a man ain't fair. Being a woman ain't fair. Men can't give birth. Is that fair? No, but the role is for a woman to give birth. It ain't fair. So the man role was to what? To provide for that. To take care of that. To protect that. To be out from the house. Getting shit done and doing shit. Being a primal animal. That was a man role. He wasn't prepared for his woman to be at home sleeping with the next door neighbor. Because he ain't picked this woman thinking that's what she was going to do. Going into a relationship with a man and woman, a woman got to know, I gotta watch this nigga because he a nigga. He a man. Ain't no telling what he'll do. He a man. Men don't go into that situation with a woman because when they pick you as a woman, they already feel like you qualified. They already vetted you and picked out them qualifications in you to where we shouldn't have to worry about that. We ain't thinking about that because we picked a woman. But for some reason, we want to nitpick over what's a double standard and what's not a double standard. Anybody want to call in and speak their piece? Somebody join me on Instagram. Somebody join me on Facebook. Let me know what y'all saying, man. What y'all think? Because that's me, what I'm knowing. I know y'all was going to come here saying, no, a man can't handle it. But a man ain't made to handle it. He ain't supposed to handle it because a woman shouldn't be doing what a man doing. Now, when you hear that statement, it sounds like, oh, this nigga, he a barbarian. He a old caveman. Because I say a woman shouldn't be doing what a man doing. But I'm also saying a man shouldn't be doing what a woman doing. I ain't one-sided on this shit. I'm not just bashing women. I'm not just on a man's side. I'm saying a man ain't supposed to be doing what a woman doing. A man got to do what a man's supposed to do. Tiara on Facebook said, hence why relationships not traditional anymore. Why relationships not traditional anymore, I just kind of went over that. Once women find out that they could get out in the field and they could make money and they could start excelling, they make more than their husband, then you start looking at a man as less valuable because he not making the money that you think he should be making. And you start treating him differently. You start handling the relationship differently. That's why it's not traditional no more. But at the end of the day, even if a woman make more than a man, she still don't carry the same weight in the relationship that a man do. The man is the problem solver. The man is the decision maker. The man is the protector. You know what I'm saying? The man is the one who look out for everybody. The man is the one who put himself last and put everybody else first. Facebook is Mika said that's not true. What's not true? What am I saying that's not true? Instagram, one of a kind nail says all about the caliber of a man and a woman. That's hell yeah, you hit the nail on the head with that one. These conversations don't even exist when it's with the right woman and right man. Let me give you a round of applause, cause that's definitely what it is. It's the caliber of man and caliber of woman you deal with. These conversations don't even come up. They might have came up in y'all younger years. Let's say y'all been in a relationship for a long time. They probably came up when y'all was younger. It was probably something you dealt with when you was younger. But as you matured and grew and learned your place in the world, in the household, and then in your relationship, this ain't nothing you even talking about. It ain't even a thing no more. It probably show itself here and there. here and there, everybody step out of line here and there. Here and there, everybody want to say what's not fair and what's not right and forget their place in the house, forget their place in a relationship, forget, because everybody got a place. Don't let how I'm saying that make you sound like that, make it sound derogatory. Everybody got a place in their relationship. You play a part in your relationship. You play a part in your household. You play a part in the world. The world not looking at a woman the same way he looking at the world looking at a man. The world not looking at a man the same way he's looking at a woman. In your household, you not expecting your woman to do the things that you do. And ladies, you not expecting your man in the household to do the shit that you do. He might be a great daddy and take care of the kids and everything, but you know he not going to be as patient as you are with them children. You know he not going to spend the same type of quality time with the children as you do. He going to spend quality time with them, but it's different from a mama, from a woman. Instagram, Straight J say, everybody have a place, and that's not a bad thing. And it's not a bad thing, but the problem is people don't want to accept their place. And they feel like it's a negative thing. It's a diss towards them if somebody see they out of place. They not in their place. But everybody got a place. That's how this shit work. And going back to men being hurt. Somebody said, Mary said, men show they hurt differently. You know how men show they hurt? That's what I'm saying. A man ain't going to be hurt 1,000 times. A man is going to value his sanity, his heart, and everything. He going to get hurt that one time. And it's gonna be a long time before he get hurt again, cause he valued that. He valued his that pain. That pain taught him a lesson. That's not like a woman. For whatever reason, that pain don't really teach women a lesson. Why? Cause they men are cerebral. We think with our head. So that pain told our head, "Hey, we ain't doing this no more." But a woman to feel that hurt and go through it, but she ain't cerebral. She more. It's her heart. She think with her, she feel with her heart, with her emotions. So her emotions gonna lead her to possibly get hurt again. Maybe she won't, but it's possible because she's gonna allow herself to open up to be hurt again. Men not. Your girl I had say, amen. I'm trying to tell y'all Snoopy knowing. Stick with me. Episode 8. Can a man deal with the same hurt that he put a woman through? Yeah, no. Instagram. One of a kind said, people need to stop comparing their relationships to others. Once they do that, they'll have a better experience in relationships. Do what works for you. I agree with that. You could compare a little bit. You could find what works in somebody else's relationship and bring it to yours. I feel like we're getting a little off topic, dude. We talking about this hurt situation and men being hurt and why men be hurt and can they be hurt. So can a man handle the same hurt as a woman? The short answer is no. But the long answer, and I'm going to say, yeah, he can handle it. And I'm saying, yeah, he can handle that hurt because he might get broke down. He might be sad. He might be crying in bed for weeks. He might be, but guess what? He ain't going to let it happen no more. He ain't going to let it happen no more. He going to take that hurt and he ain't going to let it happen to him no more. So can he handle it better than a woman? Y'all saying he can't because a woman going to keep going through it. But to a man, that ain't good. We saying we could, yeah, we gonna handle that, cause we ain't gonna let that shit happen no more. That's what anything. What we had on Facebook? What's up, Sham Abbott watching, Mahogany watching, Jay Killer watching. What's up, everybody? Episode 8, Snoop be knowing. I'm trying to talk to these people. You know what I'm saying? Episode 8. Can a man handle hurt the same hurt as a woman? You know what I'm saying? What y'all see? Straight J say, your girl I had finally agreeing with that boy. Your girl I had, most of the time, he ain't that smart boy, just controversial. Trust me, it ain't controversy. People don't be wanting to admit things. And that's the whole problem. That's the whole situation with what we talking about. You got to admit. Women say it's a double standard. Why are men out here cheating? Why are men out here sleeping? A man can sleep with 100. Is a woman going to not date a man because he slept with 100 women? Is a woman going to date a man because he slept with 100 women? She going to still date a nigga. She going to still go out with a nigga. She'll still marry a nigga. Is a man going to date or marry a woman that slept with 100 men? No. Why? Because you being a nigga. You doing what a nigga do. Houston kids say the hurt ain't the same, even if it's the exact same situation. Elaborate, my brother. The double standard in the man and woman dynamic, y'all gotta understand it. So stop thinking you better than a man because you deal with this hurt. And men, stop thinking you better than a woman because she can't deal with the hurt. She being a woman, you being a man. Nikki says secretly he will because she not gonna tell him the truth anyway. I mean, it's a hypothetical question. You never gonna know how many men a woman slept with. You never really gonna, I mean, a man will probably tell a woman how many women he slept with. There you go again. That's a double standard. Men ain't gotta lie about that. We ain't gotta lie about how many women we slept with. We ain't gotta lie how much of sex we done had. But a woman have to. Why? It's a double standard. Right or wrong, good or bad, it is what it is. We live by it, and that's what we operate on. Your girl out here said the nigga, everybody knows somebody. Yeah, but I mean, you know. But I'm just saying, that's the double standard that everybody want to point out about a man being hurt. He can't handle it like a woman. He ain't supposed to handle it like a woman. He's supposed to handle it like a man. He ain't supposed to handle it how a woman would handle it. I ain't got nobody calling in. Y'all got to call in, man. I need somebody to call in. What your opinion is. What you saying. I need somebody to join in on the live. Either on Facebook or Instagram. Make sure y'all subscribe to the YouTube page. The link in the Instagram bio, y'all. Subscribe to the YouTube. What the chat saying? Nikki said, everybody got them ones that didn't come. Your girl, Houston Kid, a man cheating and a woman don't equal the same pain. I don't know if you was here from the beginning. It don't equal the same pain because I'm saying a man don't expect a woman to do what a man been doing. You lose respect for a woman who doing what a man do. I don't feel, men don't have, and we feel like women should have more respect for themselves. We ain't got no respect for ourselves. I ain't gonna tell you no lie. We don't have no goddamn respect for ourselves. We don't give a shit. But we feel like women should give a shit and have some respect for themselves. So if you're doing what I'm doing, I ain't got no respect for myself. I can't have you as a woman. Because we as men feel like that's not what a woman's supposed to be. I hope y'all women know that us niggas, we don't have no respect for ourselves. We slimy, grimy. We have no respect for ourselves. Double standard or not, that it is what it is. Nigga said, here go the controversy. Hold on. Y'all, you don't respect yourself. You don't respect yourself. I don't care what none of these men saying. Don't, ladies, fuck what they talk about. These niggas ain't got no respect for themselves. These niggas will have sex anywhere, anytime, any place with damn near anybody. Ain't no respect for themselves. Littrell on Facebook said, men can dish it out, sleep with multiple women, get caught multiple times, but once a woman is fed up, they don't know how to handle it. I guess your comment got cut off. And like I said, maybe you just coming in, Nikki. Men dish it out because, unfortunately, that's what men have been doing from the dawn of time. That's what men do. It's expected of men. That's what is expected of men. Is it right? It's not right. If we being morally, you know, it ain't right. But that's the dynamic of our genetics. That's what men do. Your girl I had on Instagram said, boy, I speak for you. Hey, listen, see they capping. I knew they was gonna cap. these niggas capping. And y'all know they capping. Y'all know these niggas capping. I don't even have to pay them no mind. Y'all know these niggas ain't got no respect for themselves. You know they ain't got no respect for themselves. But Littrell, what I'm saying is, men dish it out, but when a woman do it, we can't handle it because we don't expect for our woman to be doing what a man doing. So that's what hurt. A lot, y'all might think it because we jealous of the man or think that we ain't as good as the man. I mean, that might probably play a little part in it, but the ultimate hurt boil down to, damn, I'm with a woman who I thought was not moving like that. That's the ultimate hurt come from a man thinking he was with a woman who wasn't moving how she ultimately moved. It don't have nothing to do with all that exterior, extra shit. It don't have nothing to do with that. Then Trail on Facebook say, it's not that the woman dish it out. The woman just ended. Sometimes they end it. Sometimes they get fed up and end it. And a man be hurt because he really loved the woman. He just couldn't stop being a man. At that point in time in his life, I'm sure at some point in time in his life, he'll buckle down and knuckle up and do what he's supposed to do. But at that time, he probably couldn't. That's Instagram. She said, I'm a dog, but it take one to know one. Cal's on Instagram say, so I'm assuming men don't think we think the same. It's not about whether we think the same. It's acting the same. We could have the same thoughts. A man and a woman could have the same thoughts, but a man act is more impulsive. That's a man. That's what a man do. A man is more impulsive. A man is more primed to act on his internal lust or whatever. That's not how women act. We didn't make women that way. We didn't make us that way. It's just the way genetics is between men and women. So you might think the same thing. You might want the same thing a man want, but it ain't the same. Roma said, but I'm a reflection of you, love. How you be mad, I pull a you on you. That's some cheeky shit. See, you saying it's cheeky. We got to get past that. We got to get past that's cheeky. How you going to... If you did it, I do it. That's what I'm saying. We got to learn that a woman move a certain way and a man move a certain way. We got to learn that if a woman move how a man move, that ain't accepted in the world. We got to learn that if a man move the way a woman move, that ain't accepted in the world. Nikki on Instagram said, we act the same. If we saying men cheat since dawn of time, who is the man cheating with? Women? Yeah, but that don't mean she knew the man was cheating. That don't mean she was cheating on some. She was in a relationship and she was cheating with a man. That don't mean nothing. A man could live in Louisiana and go cheat in California. That woman don't know he in a relationship. So I mean, that don't really mean nothing. You thought you ate, you didn't. Snoopy knowing you thought you ate. Cal say that's made up, and people keep saying that so society believe it. What's made up? That men and women can't do the same thing? Or that a woman not supposed to act on the same thing a man act on? If you think that's made up, then you go out there and act how a man act. And see how society treats you. We live in society. We live in society. Where else you gonna live? If you gonna go live in a cave somewhere and live how you wanna live, go do that. But if you out here, you go act like a man. You go do what a man do. You go sleep around like men sleep around. And see where they get you. See how society deem you. See how men... look at you. Instagram. Do to others as you would want them to do unto you. That's in the Bible. There's a lot of stuff that's in the Bible. We're not getting biblical. There's a lot of stuff that's in the Bible that don't none of y'all do. So we don't need to quote the Bible. Niggas say, you're not understanding me. My bad. King Bill say, patriarchal society. You heard me? It's a patriarch. This is how it is. Listen, strip society from the shit. Just strip away the society that we done built. Let's just go animal kingdom. In every animal kingdom, the man is running around doing what he want to do. And he leading, and he in charge. Why? Because he's stronger, he's faster, he's bigger. It's a hierarchy. It's a hierarchy. Your girl I had on Instagram say animal kingdom. I'm saying, just think of any. We all animals. At the end of the day, we just civilized ourselves. We built a society. We built a democracy. We put all these things on top of what we ultimately are. Nigga, we started off as cavemen. We ain't have a society. So back then, who you think was running the show? Who you think was doing whatever they wanted to do? It was the men. Roma on Facebook said, we got to go back to what Granny and them said. Do unto others as you want. Somebody just said that on Instagram. Y'all talking to each other? Kel saying, wow. Wow, what? We not quoting the Bible. We could quote the Bible. There's a whole bunch of stuff that's in the Bible that ain't nobody following or doing or listening to. So the ultimate thing is, first of all, and it's male ego. Why a man get hurt more than a woman? Because he's the man. He the head. He the top of the top. So his ego is bruised. His ego is hurt. It has less to do with why a woman think a man can't handle it versus what the real reason a man can't handle it. He was a kid said y'all grannies was getting cheated on. Y'all leave y'all grannies out of it. That's absolutely, come on now. Grandpa had a whole family around the corner and y'all ain't never know about it. Or if she knew about it, she ain't say nothing about it. Why? Because he was the head. He was handling the business. He was taking care of everything. She couldn't say nothing. Now, if Grandpa would have found out Granny was doing what he was doing, he would have been devastated. He done started a whole family around the corner. He got children that y'all don't know about. But if he'd have found out Granny was doing the same shit he was doing, he'd have wanted to kill her. Why? Because he was the man. He was providing. He was doing this. He was making sure that this household stay up and running. And you got the nerve to go and do what I'm doing? In his mind, he feel like I got the right to do whatever I want to do because I got the show on the road. I'm one of a kind on Instagram. Say knew about it and her bills were still paid. Exactly, that's what I'm saying right now. So when the man found out about Granny cheating, that shit hurt him and devastated him because ain't no fucking way I'm out here taking care of you sitting at home, ain't got to do shit. I'm out here working hard and you think you can do what I'm doing? That's what he thought. That's what a man think. One of a kind said he would have shut shit down. We got to understand that. Your girl I had said it's 2024. Them women got families around the corner. This man here, you gotta have some seriousness about you. Sir Fuck Your Life said he sells the ticket. Nobody coming to see you. I'm saying, man. We got to understand these dynamics. So yeah, a man can't take the same hurt, but there's a reason why he can't take the same hurt. It ain't just because his feelings hurt. It ain't just because he's weak. It ain't just because, it's because he feel like, as a woman, you're not supposed to be doing what I'm doing, and he feel like he the man, he up here, and you done kind of just spit in his face of him being the man. He ain't no longer the man. So that's why they don't take that hurt and feel it the same way. Let's see what we saying in the chat. He was a kid, said he would have canceled Christmas on her ass. Yeah, man. And that's another reason why women wanted to get from under men's thumb to a degree. But that wasn't going to change the dynamic of the relationship. That wasn't going to change the dynamic of what a man is and what a woman is. Just because women got out in the workforce and start earning money and start being able to pay for themselves and start take their own trips, that still don't change the dynamic of what a man is to society and what a woman is to society. And you just got to accept that, man. The problem is nobody don't want to accept it. Everybody want to fight it. Tooth and nail, they won't fight it. You can't fight what's nature. If it was a war between men and women right now, who you think going to win? If a civil war broke out between men and women, who you think going to win? It ain't going to be women. If it was a home surviving contest that broke out right now, who you think gonna win, men or women? It ain't gonna be men. It ain't gonna be men. Men gotta know their place. Women gotta know their place and stop being offended by where your place is. Yo, girl, I had. What's wrong with this dude on Instagram, man? These niggas. He was a kid saying men calls the women men because the women gonna fight each other off the rip. And look, my whole thing is, man, I'm trying not to have this be a man versus woman thing. It sounds like man versus woman, but what I'm trying to say is everybody got their role. And you can't, in your role, look at the next person and want to have their role too. Or feel their role should be equal to yours. Everybody got their own thing. Facebook, Rama said, not my granny. Mine left his dog ass. Can't relate. Hey, we not saying it's 100%. Just majority. He said, left her with the children and dip. It's just the majority, man. But all I'm saying is, we're going to get ready to get out of here. I'm coming up on an hour, y'all, man. We did good tonight. Appreciate everybody coming in. Make sure y'all subscribe to the YouTube. The link is in the bio on Instagram, y'all. Subscribe to the YouTube. I'm sitting at 79 subscribers, y'all. Started with zero. I appreciate everybody, man. I'm at 200 and some followers on Instagram. Excuse me. Started with zero. I appreciate y'all. Straight J said we need another hour. Man, listen. I had so much trouble uploading this episode to YouTube the last time we went over an hour. It was giving me hell. We're going to keep this thing to an hour. But at the end, this we gonna come to some type of agreement. We got to come to some type of agreement, y'all. That a man can't do what a woman do. He can't do what a woman do. A woman can't do what a man do. So, no, a man can't handle the hurt, I guess, if y'all want to say he can't. I feel like he can handle it. He going to get over it, and he just never going to do it again. He never going to go through that hurt type of situation again. He ain't never going to trust women the same way he trusted women before. But a woman, she going to get hurt, and she going to jump back into another relationship, and she going to trust that man the same way she trusted the same nigga who hurt her before. So if you're saying a man can't handle it because he's not doing that, I guess he can't handle it. But we handle it different. Men handle their hurt different than a woman. And men learn from their mistakes more times than not when it comes to matters of the heart. Now, if it's just on some sex shit and you fucking up, a lot of men, they don't learn. We don't learn. Why? Because we programmed. We wake up in the morning and dig hard. You know what I'm saying? We wake up in the morning ready to go. So yeah, we probably ain't gonna never learn when it comes to that. Or it's gonna take us a long time to learn when it comes to that. But when it comes to matters of the heart and our feelings, we gonna learn quick. We gonna be hurt. We gonna deal with it. We gonna struggle with that. And we ain't never going through it again as a man. Sir, fuck your life. Boy, do the leapfrog into them. What? But I can't keep up on these chats, y'all. What y'all saying in the chat? Shout out to everybody who came in tonight, man. On Instagram, on Facebook. Just Keely said on Instagram, can a man take a woman back who hurt him? If he a real nigga, he can. A man can take a woman back if she cheated on him. If he a real nigga. Yeah, and what I mean by him being a real nigga, if you know as a nigga, you've been out here doing this, that, and the third, because you got to look at, you looking at the woman as, that ain't her character, but I pushed her to make bad decisions. I pushed her to feel like she had to go do this. If you're a real nigga, you got to be willing to accept with your part in shit. So, yeah, I think a man can. But if it's just you out here just being a nigga, wilding around, nah, nigga not taking you back. That's another difference between men and women. A woman gonna take a nigga back just on the strength. Houston kids say, take me off the real nigga list. I could never. Hey, you gotta have some accountability, my boy. If you've been wilding, and you've been wilding for a long time, eventually, what goes around comes around, my boy. A real nigga gotta take his lick. Facebook, Victoria said, I mean, yeah, he was the head, but there's also the fact that women couldn't vote, make large purchases. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But women wanted to have those rights and wanted to be equal in those aspects, and that's what changed the traditional relationship. Once women got the ability to be able to do them things, things start changing in the household. I don't know if it was for good or for bad, but things changed. Saints fancy, let me put the phone down before I start talking about real life situations. Hey, that's what we're here for. On Facebook, she said she agreeing with Victoria because he's going to be hurt as fuck playing with me. Of course, we keep saying, I think y'all totally missing what I'm saying. Of course the nigga going to be hurt. Of course the nigga going to hurt. But he hurting because you out here doing what a man do. And he didn't get with you as a woman, thinking you out here doing what a man do. So that's why it's gonna hurt him. It's gonna sting. It's gonna feel. It's a slap in the face. It's gut punching. Cause damn, I got a woman who doing what a nigga do. Same way if you found out your nigga was out here doing shit that women do. You don't want no nigga who was doing what women do. Mahogany said, then why when men take a woman back, they try to make a woman live everything all over again like they can't get over it? Because they can't get over it. Because they can't get over it. They can't get over the fact that I picked this woman. I thought she had respect for herself. That's what men, whole thing is with a woman. Forget having respect for me. We pick a woman who we think you got so much respect for yourself that you will never allow yourself to be. Because in our mind, whoever you sleeping with, you a victim. Nigga just bagged you. He know you in a relationship. He just bagged you. You a notch on the belt. You allowed yourself to be a notch on the belt. So we looking at the woman who we love, who we want to be with, who we thought was had so much respect for herself, and she allowed herself to be a notch on a nigga belt. So that's why they can't get over it. That's why they can't let it go. That's why they keep bringing it up. Can't believe it. It's unbelievable that I picked a woman and you decided to go let yourself be a notch on a nigga belt. They love Kia said, part two, please. Mahogany on Facebook said, then don't go back. Hey, that's easier said than done. At the end of the day, they still love this woman. You still love this woman. You love her to death. And that's why it hurts so bad, because you love her to death. Regardless of what you've been doing as a man, because in your mind, that's what a man do. In society, that's what a man do. If you love this woman to death, you don't expect her to be out doing what a man do. And you don't expect her to lose herself and lose her self-respect and pride and allow herself to be a notch on another nigga belt. Because we know as a nigga, the next man, he laughing at her. He laughing at her and he laughing at the nigga, at her husband or boyfriend. He laughing at both of y'all because you love her. And look, I'm over here, I'm dog pounding her. I got her bent up. I got her head between my legs. And you love this motherfucker. That's what we know as men. But see, women don't think of the next man of thinking this and knowing this. Kel said, this is an insane thought process. It's actually not. I don't see what's so insane about it. It's actually, it's very elementary. 2 + 2. Nikki on Instagram said, men creating the same situation because women always want the one up on the girl he cheating on. I don't know about that. All I'm saying is what Mahogany said, don't go back and this, that, and the other. Go back because you love her. But because you love her is why you so disappointed in her. It ain't even about the nigga. It's about that you allowed yourself to be a notch on a nigga belt. You allowed yourself to be a hoe to another nigga. To me, you my wife. To me, you my girlfriend. To me, you my partner. To the nigga who you went dipped with and dipped, you just a hoe. And now I got to live with the fact that my wife, my woman, my girl, my girlfriend was willing to go be a hoe. Victoria said, that's so funny. Men speak of respect, then come home and kiss their wives with the freshly squeezed pussy juice of another woman. Yeah. Hey, I got like 2 minutes left on here. So what I'm going to do is we're going to do a part two of this, y'all. Next Monday at 8, I'm going to double back with part two of this because the Instagram Live, we coming up on the hour. Facebook Live, we coming up on the hour. I appreciate all the comments. Victoria, that was funny as hell. But men and women view respect in two different ways. The same thing with everything else. We view stuff through different lenses. What's respect to a woman and what's respect to a man is two different things. We might find a common ground somewhere, but for the most part, men and women just think differently. What you think is disrespectful, a man probably don't think is disrespectful. What a man think is disrespectful, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is. That's the dynamic of men and women. And we have to always try to figure it out because we made to be together. We made to be together, but we think so differently. But going back to the traditional way, when a man was just ahead and there was no say-so, it was no this, that, other, was that a better dynamic? Was family staying together more? Was kids having their mama and dad in the household more? We got to figure it out. So yeah, a man gonna hurt, but it's for reasons that women don't seem to really understand why. Mahogany said, we need 3 episodes of this shit. Hey, we gonna do a part 2 next Monday at 8, everybody. I appreciate y'all tuning in, man. Make sure y'all like and subscribe to the YouTube. The link in the bio on Instagram. Instagram is at SnoopyNorn. At SnoopyNorn on Instagram. The YouTube link is in the bio. Make sure y'all subscribe to it. I'm gonna read a couple more of these comments before we cut off. Kia said, Jesus Lord. Nikki laughing my ass off. Kelsey, so whose thoughts of you overpower who? We'll get into that next episode.